Title: FINRA announces 2019 regulatory priorities. Content: On January 22, 2019, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority Incorporated, FINRA, released its annual priorities letter, highlighting its regulatory program's points of emphasis for the coming year. The most immediately recognizable difference between this year's edition and previous ones is that its traditional title, Examination Priorities, has been updated to include Risk Monitoring. The process by which the self-regulatory organization initially identifies problem areas through surveillance, firm reporting, surveys, questionnaires, and examination findings. FINRA's 2019 Risk Monitoring and Examination Priorities Letter. The letter also discusses three entirely new priorities: online distribution platforms, fixed income markup disclosure, and regulatory technology. Finally, the letter lists ongoing areas of focus and alerts firms that it will continue to assess protocols to handle the risks posed by bad actors with problematic regulatory histories. New priorities: online distribution platforms. FINRA expressed concern that member firms increasingly engage with online platforms that distribute securities through Rule 506(c) of Regulation D and Regulation A under the Securities Act of 1933, yet incorrectly fail to treat such engagements as the sale or recommendation of securities that would trigger FINRA's rules. An online platform is a web-based marketplace for securities that automatically displays orders, executes trades, and provides transaction data. If a platform meets the definition of an exchange under the federal securities laws, it must register as a national securities exchange or operate under an exemption, such as the one available in Regulation ATS requiring registration as a broker-dealer. Although some platform operators are not broker-dealers, many FINRA members support these platforms by acting as selling agents or brokers of record, or performing custodial, escrow, back office, or financial technology-related functions. FINRA made clear that even when its members do not act as operators, such support constitutes the sale or recommendation of securities and falls within the scope of FINRA's jurisdiction. Accordingly, FINRA intends to evaluate how firms conduct reasonable basis and customer-specific suitability analyses, supervise communications with the public, and meet AML requirements with respect to this business. In addition, as these platforms are often widely accessible to the public via the internet, FINRA will evaluate how firms address the risks of offering documents or other communications that omit material information, contain false or misleading statements, or promise high returns. Regulations D and A set forth exemptions to the 1933 Act's requirement that all offerings of securities be registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Rule 506(c) of Regulation D permits broadly advertised private offerings, but only if all investors qualify as accredited investors. Under Rule 501, i.e., high net worth individuals, banks, insurance companies, brokers, and trusts. As such, FINRA will look closely at how member firms involved with online platforms distributing these offerings verify that all investors are accredited. Regulation A exempts registration of public offerings that do not exceed $50 million in any one-year period, as long as issuers file offering statements with the SEC and provide investors documentation called offering circulars, similar to prospectuses. More information on offering circulars available here. Crucially, such offerings need not be limited to accredited investors and increasingly take place via online platforms. When member firms assist with such offerings online, FINRA will evaluate the risk of excessive or undisclosed compensation arrangements between members and issuers. Fixed income markup disclosure. This year, FINRA will also focus on ensuring compliance with the newest version of FINRA Rule 2232, Customer Confirmations. Amended in May 2018, Rule 2232 now requires a member to disclose the amount of markup or markdown applied to a trade in fixed income securities with a retail customer, if the member also executes an offsetting principal trade in the same security on the same trading day. Offsetting occurs when the customer's order must be satisfied out of the member's prior inventory, rather than securities that the member gained through principal transaction.